Hello, MMA Reborn speaking. How can I help?
Hi, Natalie. I've got Carla McKee on the line with us.
Have you got the client number?
Yeah, I can have a quick look now. One sec, sorry. Yeah, it's 100
Yeah.
382.
And what's your name?
Yeah, it's Elliot.
Elliot.
Yeah, that's right then.
Do we have to take your surname? No, it's Elliot, okay.
Yeah,
Well,
that's
I'm
fine.
checking. Yeah, if you want to put us through,
Yeah, perfect. Thank you. Sorry.
sorry.
Hi, Carla. I've got Natalie on the line with you now. I'll leave you with Natalie to run through this
Okay.
with you, okay? Thank you.
Okay. Hi, Carla. How are you?
Sorry?
Did you have a missed call today from us?
Yes, I heard. No, I talked to the lawyer. He did it, but I was
Oh, lovely. Okay, so my name's Natalie. I'm calling from MMA Legal. To make sure that we're being compliant with data protection, can you provide me with your date of birth and address, please?
88-77-26, female road.
You said that so far. Thank you.
88-77.
No, I got it. Don't worry. It's
Oh, good.
fine. Okay. So let me get my thing. Okay, just need to make you aware that in the call, if there's any safeguarding that's disclosed, I would need to make a referral due to the local authority. If there is any safeguarding concerns, I'll let you know what it is and explain why that needs to be referred. For compliance reasons, the call will be recorded. Are you happy to continue with the call? Yeah? So today's call is just to record some more information in terms of the impact of your time when you're in care for your application for Scottish redress. So we've got quite a few questions to go through. What age did you go into care?
Well, from 13, 14.
Okay.
My memory is really bad back then because I had so many health issues that my memory is really hazy on the dates and times. I couldn't really tell you. I
Okay.
just know I was 13 and I left when I was 16.
Okay. Do you remember where you were born?
Vale-l'Hebron.
In where, sorry?
Vale-l'Hebron.
Vale-l'Hebron.
Vale-of-l'Hebron.
Of Leven.
Alexandria.
Alexandra. Okay. Is that the same place where you were placed into care?
No, I was 20 in Hotelhead and then played back.
So where was the first place that you were placed in care?
Well, Hotelhead.
Oh, sorry, the phone went funny then.
Well, Hotelhead.
Could you spell that for me, please?
I don't know how you spell it. Log-L-O-T-H. G.
Yep.
Gilthead.
Gilthead.
Yeah.
Do you know what local authority that would come under?
I'm sure it was a Gael and Duke, but I'm not sure now, I don't know. I'm sure it was a Gael and Duke though.
Okay.
It would come under.
We can look into that for you, don't worry.
Yeah.
Did you have any other names at
No,
all?
just a child with a
Can I clarify what GP you're registered under at the moment, please?
The Lennox Practice Alexandra.
So Lennox Practice Alexander.
Yes.
Are you accessing other professionals at the moment?
I'm practicing what, sorry?
Other professionals, so it could be
Yes, my doctor and my psychiatrist.
your psychiatrist.
I don't know her name.
Is the psychiatrist under the mental health team? Are you under the mental health team at the moment? Okay. Have you got a CPA nurse?
The CPN is left and waiting to be allocated a new one.
Okay. Okay, so what diagnosis have you got, Carla?
Borderline personality disorder.
ADHD and borderline personality disorder, yeah?
Yeah.
Have they put down anxiety, depression or anything else like that? Yeah? Okay. Have you ever done or do you still do self-harm?
I haven't in the past, I'm in recovery 5 years.
What age did you start?
5. The most heightened it was at was between 13 and 16. The times I was in care was when it was most heightened, but I've been still in just 5.
Yeah. I'm going to write this down. Whereabouts did you, what did you do and whereabouts was it?
My arms, Cav named him Arms.
You carved names in rhymes, yeah?
Yes. But it's
quite severe. Okay. Did you do anything else, like burn yourself or pull your skin?
Burn myself, film it again. Used to hit myself. Different things. All different. Any sort of self-injury.
Okay, I've got to write this all down because obviously it's all part of evidence for the claim, isn't it?
Yeah.
Where did you burn yourself?
But I saw my arms.
Okay, and you hit yourself in that...
My left arm, because I'm right-handed.
So left arm, yeah?
Yeah, but they are on the two, but it's most potential on the left.
I'll put both then, if you've got it on both.
Yeah.
Yeah, because your medical records, is it on there as well?
Yeah, it will be my left arm.
Yeah, that's good. So you've got evidence of it as well, you see, on there.
I've been
sectioned with my mental health
before, so it's definitely
on file. Were you under section 2 or section 3?
No, I was sectioned for my own safety and then they took me back there because of the case. This was when I was listening to that, I was listening to it 5 years ago.
So, sectioned 5 years ago. Can you remember if you were placed under a section 3 or a section 2 under the mental health act?
I wasn't in my right mind when it all happened, so I don't know.
Do you have any paperwork
with it? I've got a house fire.
Sorry, say that again.
I've got my own life in a house fire.
Is that what happened?
Yes.
Did you set fire to the house?
Yes.
Okay. Let me write that down. And this is why you're now under CMHC?
That's why I'm under the mental health team. No, I've always been under the mental health team even before the fire.
Were you? Okay.
Yeah,
can you remember when you...
Yeah.
Can you remember when you started with CMHT?
I've been starting the mental health team since I've been in primary school.
Right, so you've just gone through from primary school, yeah?
From primary school, like 10 years, teenage years and then adulthood, yeah.
Since primary school. Okay. I'm just making sure I get all this information and I don't want, you know, to miss anything. So, you got sectioned 5 years ago because you set fire to the house with yourself in it.
I still wasn't well. The premises was stationed after it, but I was still adamant I wasn't well, so it was about a week later it was sectioned.
Right, so they didn't listen.
The premises was stationed after the fire, and I still, I seen the doctor and different things, and he didn't think it was a need, and then a week later I still was... telling up at the hospital because I knew something was wrong with me. I didn't know what the end of the section there.
Were you getting psychosis or anything like that at the time?
I was a couple of weeks ago.
Right. Was that at the same time?
Yeah, the same day I was section.
Have you made any other attempts to end your life?
I've had about 6 overdoses, but that was sure it is. No. I mean, I've already used before in the past when my medication and different things.
Yeah. Were they intentional?
No, they weren't intentional. So, no one's the answer to that.
Yeah, so you've had kicked overdoses, but not intentional to end your life, yeah?
Well, intentionally, no, there was just some overusing my medication.
Okay. Was that because you misunderstood the medication, or that you just took extra?
No, I just wasn't. I've never been like my whole days, and I've never known what's wrong, and I'm still, they don't know what's wrong with me today. Still haven't seen a psychiatrist last week, and they still don't know. So, I don't know. No, I didn't. It wasn't, I just put a couple of eggs. So it was just I was trying to get better.
Right. Okay. Do you understand about your diagnosis?
Yeah, I know. I was diagnosed with 40 ADHD, not bipolar.
Borderline personality disorder,
that's the most recent one of 3 years.
Yeah, you've only had that
for
3 years, yeah.
Yeah, well, I've had it all my days, you see, but that's me getting the formal diagnosis.
Okay.
I mean, these illnesses didn't just appear, I've had them all my life.
So BPD is usually from trauma in childhood, isn't it?
Well, childhood trauma, I mean, I've been through childhood trauma.
Yeah, and you've done self-harm, so they're quite prominent, which is why you've had that diagnosis.
Yeah.
So, in terms of medication for your mental health, what are you taking at the moment?
Pregabalin for my anxiety, and prazosidine for my anxiety. It's all anxiety.
Are you on any ADHD medication?
No, they're looking at me, putting me on some. I've got to wait, because the psychiatrist didn't have a note of my diagnosis, so I've got to get a letter from a GP to take it back to the psychiatrist for my formal diagnosis.
Yeah, that's good. I think that will really help.
Yeah, I don't know why they don't have a copy of it already, so.
What about your depression? Because they've not got put you on anything for your depression from those two.
I've been on stuff for my depression. I've been in things all my days. I just don't have... I mean, you don't seem to help me.
Oh, right, okay. Well, it might be that because you've got the BPD and the ADHD, that's why you're not seeing the improvement there. Because obviously with ADHD, you kind of get that mood shifting as well.
Yeah.
So one of these questions is about thoughts of ending life. So obviously, you've explained to me before that you've had those thoughts and you've acted on it. Do you get any at the moment?
I get suicidal thoughts every day. It's just how I deal with it.
Yeah. Have you got some structures in place now?
Yeah.
Yeah. So am I right to put currently able to manage those?
Yeah.
With support of the CMHK,
yeah?
Excellent. I used to work in the CMHK.
All right.
Okay. So, in CMHK, have they got psychology? Have you seen anyone for therapy there?
No, well, I was supposed to go to group therapy, but I told them at the start I didn't want to do group therapy, so they're looking at the one-to-one therapy. But we don't know when that, because I've got to get myself back to the mental health team, because they discharged me. But I've still seen my psychiatrist.
Yeah. Okay. There's different sections within the mental health team, isn't there?
Yes.
Yeah. Have you got any physical health concerns, Carla?
I had a stroke just around about the same time 5 years ago. I'm in TMI. And that affects the muscles in my leg.
Yeah. So, have you got a physical mobility disability now?
Yes, I have. In the past 5 years, I get so fit for it now.
Okay. Do you get any carers or anything?
No, I don't. Thankfully, I'm safe. My mum's helped me a lot.
Oh, that's good. Thank God for mum.
I know, thank God for mum.
Physical mobility disability. You're on higher rate for mobility, yeah?
Yeah.
What about care element?
Like here, I'm on high everything.
Okay.
I get that now.
Yeah, I don't train here, I don't know, because I don't have anything to do with myself. Mum,
she had a heart attack, not that long ago.
Oh, dear.
Because she's the only one I was able to have is one, and she is, no, we're not going to go down that route at the moment.
Is this your biological mum that we're talking about?
Yes, yeah.
Okay. I'll just put it down so you get some support from biological mum now. As a child, when you was in care, did you attend any hospital for anything?
I was fantastic. I was always any and even man. I can't remember being admitted, but I was a sick of flying in casualty.
Yeah, you remember that quite well.
Because that was back the day when you were told to hide it, and I was just seeing the look. I remember when the stomach being told to throw my teeth down.
Right.
Understanding of self injury back then.
Yeah. Did they give you any techniques or anything to support yourself?
Not as a child, no. I didn't have a clue what was going on.
Okay.
I didn't really realise until my 20s what I was doing was wrong. Well, not wrong, but you know, I learned how to be able to cope.
Yeah.
That's a better way to put it.
Yeah, you just needed a bit of support, didn't you?
Yeah. I was just out of control. I was just wild, you know what I mean? I was wild as a header. But obviously, if I could use all these things going on, running through me, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And also, she's got BPD and ADHD. They're not the most easiest to manage. So, you've done very well to get, you know, where you are. Have you ever been arrested or any convictions?
I was charged by a buyer. I got a three year suspended, three year bail order. But it's a 5 year old order all in. And that's like 2 years into it now. So I think you go to court every month for it, yeah.
Okay. What was the charge? Was it arson?
No, it was fire raising.
Fire what?
Fire raising.
I'm sure it was. So 3 years old, go to court every month. You've still got 2 more years, yeah?
Yeah.
No worries. What about illicit drugs? Did you start taking drugs at an early age, or have you ever taken drugs?
Alcohol.
Okay,
I started drinking really early.
Okay, what age did you start drinking?
10, 11.
Okay. And what did that start with?
Cider.
How did you get it at 10 or 11?
How
did you get it?
I was an old
person. Ah, so you bought it yourself?
Yeah, I bought it myself. I used to serve it at the shop. It was before it was Victoria Wine and High Street and Boston. I didn't sell it.
That's crazy, isn't it? Like...
Yeah. And then, of course, I used to shoplift out. Well, the drink and alcohol. When I didn't get paid, I would do it. Anyway, I forget, I would do it. I would never really have drugs, if you know what I mean. It was just a few pills over the years. But the worst one was alcohol, but I've been sober 5 years.
Okay, let me write this down. So, I say tried a few drugs. Do you know what age that was at?
No, I don't
know.
It was just around about the same time.
Like teenagers.
Yeah, all my friends were worse when I was a teenager.
Mhm. So you've been sober for 5 years, yeah?
Yeah, drugs for 5 years as well.
What did you take before?
I ended up seeing somebody and they were taking crack, and I ended up getting involved with that.
Okay.
But that has achieved nothing since 5 years.
Did you go to detox or anything?
Well, I did it on my own.
Oh, that's really good. Well done.
I did it on my own. Because I'm not really one for asking for help. Like, you know...
Yeah. So,
for me, the best way to deal with it was just myself. I had to deal with, you know, not really.
Is it documented anywhere that you used to use crack cocaine?
That will be in my new records,
Is it in your medical records?
It was in my medical records, yeah.
Okay. Did you go to any, like, drug and alcohol support agencies?
No, nothing at all.
No.
You know what? They knew about it because that's why they're talking about trying me on ADHD medication again, because the first time I tried it, I was, when I was on my ADHD medication, I was drinking heavily.
Yeah, it doesn't, it won't work.
I didn't get the effects of it.
Yeah. Because of the alcohol, yeah.
Yeah.
You've got to try it again when you're sober, haven't you?
Yeah. Well, it's well documented that the only thing was happening was in the past couple of years, not in the past 5 years, but before that, the person I was seeing, the thing he was swapping my prescribed Valium at the time for street Valium. And that's
what
I meant. They just thought that when I was texting, they said that was one of the things they were thinking. Because he was on the hard stuff and he was well aware of that, then, and I hadn't had a history of that, then they assumed that that's what was happening. As I say, I still know if I'll ever know the truth on that one.
So who swapped it out?
Me.
Sorry, the phone went funny. Who was it?
It was my ex-partner.
So that an ex-partner was that?
It's the only person that my significant other used, mate. And then, well, we don't know if he did or not.
So can I put down that unclear if you were, I don't know how to word it.
I don't know how you word it either.
Yeah. So how many years ago was that?
That was five. It was five. All these things happened. Everything came out here 5 years ago when I was 18. So it's just come up before.
I'm going to put, had a relationship with a man who swapped prescribed drugs to...
Yeah, that's the thing, you think you'd been going on, because I was so... Sometimes when I was presenting myself at the hospital, I was really out of it.
Yeah.
And so they were asking me what I'd take, and I would tell them my pills. So then, more and more times I went, they tried to isolate me a bit more so they could find out more.
Yeah.
And then they came to the conclusion that they think that's what had been happening. But we can't obviously take care of that.
Did they do blood at the time?
No, but it was showing up that I had Valium in my system, but I was prescribed Valium.
Yeah, you just don't know what dosage or anything.
I don't know the dosage and whether he was swapping it for street Valium and taking my Valium and replacing it with street Valium.
Okay.
Because there's some mistake still then. And I was asking him, I'm not drinking, I'm not zero. So it didn't explain the state still then.
Yeah. I'm going to write that down. So would you class that as a domestic abuse relationship?
No, because it's normally when I would say I've been in, I would class it as not.
Do you not think that would be classed as abuse if he was changing law?
It would be classed as abuse, yes, but not, like, everything I've been doing with men has been physical abuse, so I suppose, yes, it's a class of control in a way.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. You're right. Are you okay if I write that down?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm not an eating disorder.
Say that again.
I've not had the easiest of times.
No, but you're still handling. You know? And you're accessing the right support and you're going to the right places, which is amazing.
Yeah.
You've had you've done really well. Is that the only relationship that you've had that's been abusive?
No, since I was 15, I was in an abusive relationship. Physical abuse, that was still guaranteed. I was put into a domestic abuse, place to stay and play bad.
Yeah.
That was documented in that, so I couldn't even tell you the name of the place or anything, but that would have been documented in my history.
That would be a refuge, won't it?
It was, yes.
Yeah. Was it through Women's Aid?
It was Women's Aid and it was in Claybank.
So it might be difficult to obtain any confirmation because of the confidentiality. But it's something we can look into. Because being 15, would it have been the case that
I was 16. No. When I went to Spain, at least, I was 16.
You were 16. So you still would have been...
When I was 16, I went to care. And then I was seeing her in the bathroom, and then that's when I ran away, And I went to see them and they put me in a place in Clydebank until I was over 16.
Right, and you left care at 16, yeah?
I went into my first property.
Okay. When you went into your first property, did they give you any support or any extra help or anything else after that?
No. No.
Did they offer it?
The first time I got any help,
It's all right, take your
time. The first time I got any help from anything like that was when I went into another house in Glasgow, just before I found out I was pregnant with my son, he Daniel. So that was 27 years ago. But
nothing when you were like 16 to 21.
Well, I was still in that relationship, I was involved with a woman named Ben, so I kept running back to him.
So you went back and forth for a while. How long were you in that relationship for?
God, I can't remember, not to be completely honest.
What age do you think you were? I can just put that down about what age you were.
Well, I was 16 when I was involved with him, so I must have been around 16, 17. Because I was pregnant at 21, and that was my new partner.
So, did you only spend a year with him, or...?
No, before I was 16, I was with him. I was 16.
Right, so was it like, were you 14, 15?
Yeah. Yeah,
it
must have been around
that
age, yeah.
So 14 or 15. So 14, 15. Until you were about 16, was that? And then it ended.
I was over 16, but I don't know how long by over. As I say, my memory is bad.
I know, it's difficult, isn't it? Do you remember if it was around your 18th birthday? Is that something you can remember?
No, I'm sure I was very hit dead by that age because I was in all the homeless places in Glasgow as well between 16 and 21, so that's why my timeline's all over the place, because I was in, when I left care, then I had my first property, then I ran when I ran from that, then I was in a few homeless places in Glasgow.
Yeah. Were they like shelters?
Aye. Homeless units. One of them was called the James Shields Project, but I can't remember the name of the other one.
Okay, I've got that one down.
And I'm sure I was nearer the 20s with that though.
I put 16 to 21, do you think that?
Yeah.
So it gives you a little bit of a timeline then, doesn't it?
Yeah.
So I've got down that you left care at 16, we've got all that. So in terms of speaking to somebody from our company to support you with this process, would you prefer a male or a female person?
I didn't matter.
No preference?
No preference.
Okay. So just to let you know that the process is going to take about 10 months, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'll be your main point of contact now. Until the end of the process. So if you've got any questions, the number that's come up on your phone today, if you've got that stored, you can always just give me a call, ask me anything. What we're going to do now is, the places that you've mentioned, we can do subject access requests to gather some more information and clarify the information that you said. So the things about, for instance, you know, when you've burnt your arm and you've gone to A&E, that'll be on your medical record. So, we've got the evidence there for that.
It will more so be the cutting that I would present more than that. I wouldn't have bothered about a burn. I know I wouldn't have went for burns, but I was definitely in a signal fire for my cutting.
Yeah, but if you've got marks on your body, they would have noted that down as well.
Yeah.
So we might, even though you might not have attended.
My chest injury is that severe that they don't bother doing any of that now. They don't bother counting it or looking at it and all that. They never did do that.
So, did they ever, you know,
set when
you
go... Stitches, bandaged up and sent them away, basically.
Yeah. So, we'll see what we can find on there, and then we'll take it from there. once you've got all of that information, I'll come back and just double check it with you anyway.
Yeah.
So, do you want a copy of your care records when we get a copy?
No, it's okay.
You don't want that, like,
I don't. I don't. It's not a time in my life I'm wanting to read about.
Yeah,
you know.
That's fine. Yeah, not everybody does.
You know what I mean? I was just so out of control.
Yeah, but look how far you've come. It's different.
No, I know, but it's not something I want to go over. But it's the only things I've got that doesn't help to do that.
Okay.
Or I should have done that different, or I could have done this different. I've got a lot of self-regret, you know, because obviously I didn't know what was going on with me as a child. I didn't know. My mum didn't know. My dad didn't know. We just knew I wasn't right, but there you go.
Things change over time, though, and it's nobody's fault, you know. Sometimes it's like the education of everybody, isn't it? Because back in the day when you were younger, they probably didn't recognise what ADHD was, especially in girls. All the research is about men, isn't it? So,
yeah.
Okay. So once we've got all your information, we'll put that your case forward to the Scottish Redress panel. You don't have to go to the panel. It's a closed door. But we'll make you aware of when that's going
to
be held.
I used to go to panels when I was younger. Is that how it works? I used to go back and
try. Yeah, so what will happen is when we go to the local authority to request your care records, it should be in there what ones you went to. Who attended.
It was at a panel that they made this decision I was going to be taking any care.
Yeah, that's usually the process, So, because as part of our compliance, although these options have probably already been explained to you, we have to go through it again, and obviously with the recording, so we've got that recorded that you're aware. So, one of the options is you're entitled to claim Scottish Redress independently and research for your own evidence. Another option is you can have a solicitor from England and Scotland who has accepted a fee from Scottish Redress. They get £2,000 and they get that fee whether they win or lose for you. And then there's obviously ourselves who act on your behalf, but we've opted out of the fee from Scottish Redress, which makes us independent. So we act for you. We'll take 20% cap fee. From your case, but only if you win. If you lose, there's no charge, okay?
Okay.
Are you happy with that?
Yes, that's fine.
And are you still happy to stay with us?
Yes.
Yeah? Okay, and then you've got a 14-day calling off period. Do you want to stay having the 14 days, or would you like to proceed immediately?
No, I'd just like to proceed.
Okay, let me put that down. Have you got any questions for me today?
No.
Okay. If you do think of anything, just, you know, give me a call. And then I'll do my best to get the answers for you. I might not be able to answer it straight away. I might need to come back to you, but
I'll
definitely look into it. Lovely. Okay, so thank you very much for your time today. You should get some information in the next few weeks in the post. But if you do have anything in the meantime, just give us a call.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you take care.
Bye.
Bye.